This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday. Several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said on Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of protest camps last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. Russian police arrested more than 1,000 people Saturday as they protested in Moscow against the exclusion of opposition candidates from a local election later this year, according to Russian news agencies. Several of the arrests were violent, with police sometimes wrestling protesters to the ground and waiting among them with batons raised, according to witnesses. The opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested earlier in the week for calling for Saturday's protest to persuade authorities to allow opposition candidates to participate in a Moscow City Council election. This is VOA News. Again, Russian police detaining hundreds of people Saturday, including prominent opposition activists around a political protest. Jonah Green of Reuters.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks. That's according to the military. Six soldiers were killed when militants crossed the Afghan border and fired on a military patrol near a security post in the North Waziristan region. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan province. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the North Waziristan attack. There was no claim for the Balochistan attack.
Dragon is over the pen. And Dragon is captured. That's 8-11.
SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,270 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed onto the International Space Station Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the ISS at 16:01 GMT. It is SpaceX's 18th contracted commercial resupply mission, according to NASA. Dragon is scheduled to remain attached to the ISS for about a month. NASA officials said it will then return to Earth for a Pacific Ocean splashdown, bearing a variety of science samples for researchers to study. The U.S. Marshals Service, which has custody of a North Korean-owned ship, Wise Honest, is reviewing how to sell the seized vessel as ordered by a federal court that has yet to decide officially if the family of a U.S. student once held in North Korean custody before being returned in a vegetative state will receive the sale proceeds. The U.S. federal court in the Southern District of New York authorized the sale of the seized North Korean cargo vessel last week following a claim filed by parents of Otto Warmbier. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Now, 88.1. All the hits and more.